Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, Lagos, good morning once again. You are listening to the Morning Crossfire right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info, Nigeria's number one news talk and sports radio station. My name is Kofi Bartels. A very big thanks to you for your time, and also thanks to Sheriff Cordry and Jimmy Lucy for giving us interesting analysis, as always, on the day's newspaper headlines. We're continuing our conversation this morning, and like I advertised earlier, we're turning our attention to Edo State. Very important as activity of governorship election coming up in September in Edo State, and all the parties have been busy conducting internal processes with a view to picking their governorship candidates, electing their governorship candidates based on their party's constitution, or the decision of what method to adopt to pick the party's flag bearer in the governorship election. We have parties like AAC, parties like APGA, the People's Democratic Party, Labour Party, how can I forget the All Progressives Congress, who've been having their primaries to elect their various candidates. Our guest this morning, as we look at the matters arising as far as Edo State governorship election primaries are concerned, is a former Attorney General and Commissioner for Justice under the administration of Governor Adams Oshiomhole. He is Henry Idahagbon. He is a lawyer. He joins us on the Morning Crossfire. During his tenure as Attorney General Commissioner for Justice in Edo State, he was responsible for providing legal advice to the state government and representing the state in legal matters. He's a renowned legal practitioner with over two decades of experience in the field of law, and he's a member of the Nigeria Bar Association. Henry Idahagbon is also the convener of the Edo People's Movement, EPM. Good morning to you, Barrister. Thanks for your time on the program this morning.
Well, thank you. Good morning. Thanks for having me. Let me just correct that. My experience at the bar is more than two decades, three and a half decades. I'm 35 years old as a lawyer.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, sir. Apologies for that. We'll correct it. Yeah, that's fine. Thank you very much. All right. For those of you who'd like to be a part of the conversation, please call 0700-993-993-993. Number again, 0700-993-993-993. Female listeners can call 0201-465-7190. 0201-465-7190. You'll find it difficult to get through to us using the main lines. Also, for WhatsApp, we only take in WhatsApp messages at this point. 0809597-5805. 0809597-5805. The primary exercise by the various party was reported to be conducted under the supervision, for instance, of the All Progressives Congress. We had Governor Hope Ozodima, who was appointed as the chairman of the primary committee of the APC. He later stepped aside due to some reasons the party has given for Governor Bassey Otu of Cross River State, and that primary was conducted. Sir, what's your assessment of the process in the All Progressives Congress electing its flag bearer so far, whom we now have? We had the primary that was conducted a couple of weekends ago. The party later said it was inconclusive after a representative in Dahosa emerged and had to conduct another one. Your take on that, please.
Well, my take is that the party primary election has come and gone, and as party members, we should put it behind us. We should look forward to the main election, which is coming up on September 21st. That election is a low-hanging fruit for the APC to pick, and it depends on our ability to unify the party and members after the primary election. The primary election certainly was not a smooth one. There were a lot of hiccups along the way, but it has come and gone. A winner has emerged, and that winner is Senator Monday Okpebholo, the senator representing Edo Central Senatorial District. And in the views of every party man, after that exercise has been concluded, it was concluded when the certificate of return was issued to him by the national leadership of the party, and the law is clear. The issue of primary election is an internal affairs of a political party, and it is for the party to determine who the candidate is. The APC, the Edo State, and at the national level has determined that the candidate is Senator Monday Okpebholo. What is remaining for all APC members now is to queue behind him and support him. Let us have a robust campaign and let us change the narrative in Edo State. For the past 8 years, Edo State has been very unfortunate to have a government that has been anti the people. And we are yearning to have another Oshomole government in Edo State because Oshomole did well as governor of Edo State. For the past 8 years, unfortunately, there's been this saying Edo State that Edo not be Lagos. But Edo actually should be like Lagos. Because Lagos is the most progressive, is the most developed state in this country that all other states should look forward to.
All right.
So it shows the level of our retrogression these past 8 years, that the government in Edo State propagated the saying that Edo not be Lagos. And we are not Lagos because in every indices of development, we are like a village compared to Lagos. And we want to be like Lagos. We want a governor that we develop our state to be like Lagos or even to be better than Lagos.
Okay.
So now my appeal to all APC members is to let bygone be bygone. The primaries have come and gone. We had 29 aspirants at the beginning. 12 of them purchased the form at the cost of 50 million. And then all 29 cannot be governor. There can only be a governorship candidate, and we already have one.
All right, interesting. Edo don't be Lagos, but now you've put it, you know, the reality on the table that Edo needs to strive to be like Lagos and then better Lagos. Barrister,
yes.
What happened on the 17th of February? Because we're quite confused. We had our colleagues, reporters, gather at the Lushville Hotel and Suites, which was where they were told that the primary was holding, only for them to see that it was held at the bar of Lushville Hotel and Suites. It's quite a small place compared to what we normally see where primaries are held at very large venues. Albeit, since it was a direct primary, maybe that could be understandable. Then, whilst the exercise was going on, Governor Hopus Odima was nowhere to be found at Lushville Hotels and Suites at the bar there. And then we had some thugs or hoodlums who came and beat up some journalists, destroying their equipment, chasing them away and accusing them of releasing false results. The thing was streaming live on some television stations like News Central TV, TVC, and so on. So what happened? We saw Hopus Odima popping up at Protea Hotel in Benin City, announcing results. And then some of the returning officers or the from local government areas were saying that it was too early in the day to even announce to know who had won. What happened, sir?
Okay, let me tell you what happened. Normally, I thought that the time for doing a postmortem of the primary process has come and gone, but I'll tell you what happened on the 17th. You know, we had a direct primary election. This means that every card-carrying member of the party or accredited card-carrying member of the party, they are supposed to go to their ward coalition centers and vote. We have 192 wards in Edo State. So the voting was to take place at the ward coalition center under the supervision of party officials who were sent from from Abuja, with INEC supervision and the president of security agencies. I left my house for my ward collection center on the 17th about 8 o'clock. And I was there till 1 p.m. Police officers were there. INEC officials were there. But the party officials never turned up. So on the 17th, there was no election. It's a notorious fact that Governor Hopus Odima was not in Edo State until that Saturday afternoon. He's thrown into Protea Hotel and he was given a piece of paper by the campaign manager of one of the aspirants. And he read out results from a piece of paper. That's not democracy. That's not election. And that was why the party declared that election inconclusive. Let's not forget, we all know how Hopus Odima won his primary in Imo State 5 years ago. And that was what he tried to replicate in Edo State. And Edo is too sophisticated for that kind of primary. You just throw in and you read figures, not from the World Coalition Centers, figures somebody passed on to you on a piece of paper. And the party did the right thing by declaring the that primary of the 17th inconclusive and then taking a fresh date where the elections were concluded. The votings were done at the various collation centers, results transmitted to the appropriate officers, and the final result was read by Governor Bassey Otu of Cross River State. So what Governor Otu did was to right the wrongs of Governor Hopus Odima. Some of us expressed trepidation when we had Governor Hopus Odiman as the chairman of the committee to conduct our primary election, because we know it's antecedent. And I don't, honestly, I'm restraining myself not to go to the past, because the duty of any loyal party man now is to mend fences. Because a lot of nerves have been frayed, a lot of egos have been bruised. Some people already saw themselves as governors. They started behaving like they were already elected.
Okay.
They started imagining their brains driving with siren.
Yeah. Barrister, interesting. So if you say you were on the voting queue in your ward.
Yes, I was.
As at 1 p.m. you had not seen party officials. Then where's the announcement of the result that declared, declared the three aspirants as the winner? Well, the one from Portia.
The result didn't declare three aspirants and winner. The chairman declared, Hopus Odiman declared Dennis Idahosa as winner, while the returning officer, one Dr. Ugboaja, also declared Senator Okpebholo as the winner.
Yes.
The result that was used in declaring Senator Okpebholo as winner came from some of the local government areas. Came from some of the ward collation centers. I mentioned my own particular ward because I have direct evidence of that. They didn't come to my ward on the 17th. Nobody came. By 1 p.m. that day, the weather was very hot and unfriendly. We stood under the scorching sun. And by 1 p.m., everybody had to leave because it was clear to us there was no way they could start the election by 1 p.m. We even policemen left, INEC officials left, and I got into my car and I drove off. And many of our party members, they all left. So, but on the second attempt, that was when the election proper was now held. In all the various collation centers, people came out, they voted, and then the results collated, and Senator Okpebholo won, and he has been declared the candidate and duly returned as the candidate of the party.
All right. We'll come back to the aftermath of that, but please, sir, you know, a lot of people, those of us in Lagos, really want to know, understand, so that we will be clear, and some of the controversial issues we will know and we won't speak in error. Some of the candidates or aspirants, especially including leading ones, withdrew their from the race in the night before the primary, and we began to wonder why or what exactly was behind it. For instance, we have Osagie Ezeyamu, former aspirant or candidate of the APC and then PDP before that. We have Ernest Umaike, retired permanent civil permanent secretary from the Federal Civil Service, and Lucky Maswen, former deputy governor of Edo State. These are leading names, top names in the race. What happened? They cited a certain party unity and party loyalty and all that, and some of us thought maybe some powers from above were trying to ensure that an anointed candidate was elected. What happened?
Okay, I can tell you for free that there was no anointed candidate. Of the three names you mentioned, let me tell you the historical background. You know, before, at the beginning of the primary process, there was this clamor by Edo Central Senatorial District that it was their turn. You know, they brought the Emilokan politics, that it is the turn of Edo Central. Edo South, the incumbent governor from Edo South is a Benin man. He's done 8 years. Before him, another Benin man did 8 years. Comrade Adams Oshomole is from Edo North. He did 8 years. And the Edo Central Senatorial District, you know, anchored their campaign on Emilokan politics. It was their turn to produce a governor. And some of us felt that was not right. What was right is for them to produce somebody that is good, somebody that's capable, somebody that has multiple competencies that can help to revive the state, because our state is dying. Literally, Edo State is on oxygen, you know, in a very critical medical condition, and is lying in a hospital in Lagos. I think it's LUT, Lagos State University Teaching Hospital, is lying there because we don't have a hospital in Benin or in Edo to take care of the state. So we wanted somebody like that. And I will tell you, the reason why somebody like Pastor Osagie Ezeyamu, who was one of the leading aspirants, stepped down, and the reason why Lucky Maswen, former deputy governor, stepped down, was perhaps because of the realization that actually this governorship should be considered to Edo Central Senatorial District. As for Ernesto Mahia, he's a non-starter. He retired as Parliament Secretary January 2nd. It's not a point. We don't know him. He just went around the state for him to be known. Nobody knew him in politics. January 2nd, 2024 is when he retired. So his participation was neither here nor there. But for the other candidates, I am sure they stepped down in order to give the advantage to those. They did not only step down, they stepped down endorsing Senator Monday Okpebholo from Edo Central. So it was to give that sense of fairness, sense of justice, sense of equity to Edo Central Central District so they can produce the governor. That's why they stepped down. There was no any external involvement in their stepping down.
Your former boss and former governor of Edo State, who is senator representing Edo North, Adam Oshiomhole, a day or so before the election, he went to Aso Rock, met with President Tinubu, came out and gave a press conference right there at Aso Rock, said that the president and the APC, the party, is not in favor of any zoning arrangement. How do you think that ties into what you've just said as a reason for Sagi Yami, Masuen and Co. Withdrawing from the race and the clamor for Edo Central to produce the next governor? Because the former governor says that there's no zoning.
Yes, it has always been our position.
Yeah, please go.
Yes, it has always been our position that that we do not zone in Edo State. In every gubernatorial contest, people from the three senatorial districts have always been free to throw their hearts into the contest. And at the end of the day, reason, common sense always prevail. We always go for the best. So that press interview by our former governor and our leader, Senator Adams Oshiomhole, was a welcome development. Because before then, we already knew that even him was supporting somebody from another senatorial district, and some of us felt it was not proper, because you recall at the national level, at the end of President Buhari's tenure, a lot of people wanted the presidency to remain in the north. The party chairman then, His Excellency Adamu, former governor of Nasarawa State, 48 hours to the election, started supporting Senator Lawan, the senior president then, to become president. And it took the intervention of people like El-Rufai to say, no, the Nigeria is a very complex and big society, country. We have had Buhari from the north ruling for 8 years, and it should go to the southern part of the country. And that's what some of us did, that the current governor, the incumbent governor, as bad as the government is, but he's from Edo South. And we cannot say because his government has not done well for our people, Edo South should monopolize the governorship. The governorship should go to either central or go to Edo North senatorial district. And now the central have had it. So their clamor for Emilokan has worked. What we need to do is to rally around the candidate of the party and ensure that he wins. That senatorial district produced Governor Ambrose Ali, who is one of the best governors ever we have had in Edo State. And we hope that Senator Okpebholo will be the new Governor Ali for Edo State.
All right. Hopefully that will happen. We have a call coming through. Good morning. Hello, good morning. Yes, welcome. Who do we have on the line, please?
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's me, a market woman.
Okay, welcome. Your contribution, please.
I want to speak concerning this matter because I'm from Edo State.
Oh, nice. Please go on, market woman.
It's not fair that the man on the in the studio said Oshiomhole did a lot for Edo State. It's not true. And I don't like the way politicians lie a lot, that they do not think about it. Let them stop deceiving us.
Okay, so when you say Oshiomhole, didn't he do anything at all?
He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. Today, Edo State is still suffering.
All right, I don't think it's fair for you to say I guess is lying. But Barrister, before we go on a break,
she's from Edo State. Please ask her where she's from Edo State.
Oh, we've had to let her go.
Let me tell her what we did. Yeah, where is she from?
Okay, well, maybe Mike Roman, can you call back and tell us where Edo State you're from? At least your local government area.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. So that tell her what we did in our local government.
All right. We have a knock call coming through. That would be a bad one. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah,
very quickly, because of time.
My question to your guest is, why is it difficult for these politicians to have just one straight primaries that will not lead to controversy? Because whether we like it or not, some of the disgruntled candidates too now,
okay, we have to go for a break. Basiletwa, thank you. We'll be right back.
Infomercial. This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back, Lagos. Welcome back, Nigeria. You're still listening to the Morning Crossfire right here on 99.3 Nigerian for your number one talk news and sports radio station. We're also streaming live on YouTube and Facebook. You can listen to us. You can watch the program on YouTube and Facebook. See our guest looking immaculate on YouTube and Facebook. You can also look at us, look at the studio. We have a very nice set right here. Our Facebook page is Nigerian for 99.3. Just search for Nigeria space info space 99.3 Nigeria space info and space 99.3, or simply enter facebook.com/Nigeria Info FM in your browser. On YouTube, we're at Nigeria Info FM. Just search for us there, and you see a live stream. If you want to comment, feel free to comment on the live stream on Facebook or YouTube. We'll read it out as we go along. Also, your comments are welcome on WhatsApp. A WhatsApp number is 080-9597-5805 By way of phone calls, you can call 0700-993-993-993. It's the studio line, 0700-993-993-993. This morning, still talking Edo governorship primaries. Matters are rising. Looking at the recently held Edo State governorship primaries, we've had the All Progressives Congress holding its own, Labour Party as well as the People's Democratic Party. Those are the three major parties in Nigeria for now. But also, other parties have held they have chosen their or elected their governorship candidates, AAC, APGA, NMPP, and other parties. There were some controversies regarding the All Progressives Congress election. We know primary election, also with Labour Party's primary election, which ended up going smoothly, contrary to my prediction after the initial brouhaha. And of course, the PDP has its own issues as well. Our guest this morning is a former Attorney General and Commissioner for Justice in Edo State. He is Henry Idagbo. He joins us via video link this morning. Of course, he served under the administration, or in the administration, of Governor Adams Oshiomhole at the time. And he did a good work as Attorney General and Commissioner for Justice. We have calls coming through, but sir, before we went on a break, you were asking the lady to call in and tell us her local government area. But what are some of the things you will say to an Edo person who is listening to you in Lagos to defend the record of Adams Oshiomhole as governor?
Okay, let me say this by way of general comment to the two callers before we went on break. It's unfortunate that it's now like a crime to be described as a politician in Nigeria, because many politicians have not lived up to expectation. I give it to the two callers. But my name is Henry Idahagbo. I was chairman of local government council between 1999 and 2002. If that lady and the gentleman who called, if they were in Edo State, they should be familiar with that name. And I say this with all sense of responsibility. Then two, there have been many good governors in Edo State, but three clearly stands out as the greatest we've ever had. The number one of them is General Samuel Osaigbovo Gbemudia, who was military administrator for almost 9 years and then civilian governor for just 3 months. Some of the projects that he did, they still endure till today. There's no controversy about it. And then the second, of course, is Professor Ambrose Ali, who was governor for just 4 years, but did a lot for the state. And his projects and programs still endure till today. The third of them, the last of them, is Comrade Adams Oshiomhole. You may like him, you may hate him. He did well for Edo State. First, he started with urban renewal. Before Comrade Oshiomhole, Benin City was a glorified village. We didn't have any dual carriageways. He dualized virtually all the roads, starting from Ring Road, gave us street lights, built pedestrian walkways, brought traffic light, pedestrian traffic light. You know, these are things we take an Edo person to visit Lagos to see some of these things as elementary and as basic as they are. There's what we call Red Roof Revolution. He renovated virtually all the primary schools in Edo State and gave them a distinctive red roof. Did furniture for them. Did water projects across the state. Did a lot of road work, road infrastructure in all the three senatorial districts. He did a lot. So. And I think there's a consensus among the Edo indigenous. I'm sure the market woman has not been to Edo for a very long time. She's probably been carried away by the jolly good life you guys have in Lagos and doesn't know what is happening in Edo State. For the second man who says politicians, why is it not possible for them to have free and fair primary? I agree with him. It's unfortunate that a lot of politicians see politics as a do or die business or game. If it is really a business that you are interested in serving your people, if you are not nominated during the primary process, you join those who have been nominated and you work for the party. You don't have to cry. You don't have to resort to thuggery. You don't have to resort to violence. We see in advanced countries when a lot of people are dropping out in the American presidential race now because they see that the election is going to be against them. They don't resort to violence. Instead, they endorse the leading candidate, Donald Trump. So, but in Nigeria, of course, the politicians, they have motives other than service to the people in seeking for political office. And that's why it's a do or die business for them. But let me say it clearly here, without any fear of contradiction, this does not apply to all of us. There are still a few of us who are engaged in this business of politics and who have our integrity intact. Right. And when you go through the trajectory of all the positions that we have had, we have always done our best for our people.
All right. Interesting. Let's before we move to other parties, the man who was first announced as a winner of the Edo State APC governorship primary election by the chairman of the committee, Governor Hopus Odima, that's talking about Representative Dennis Idahosa. He has asked the party to look into the result that produced Okpebolo. And indeed, we hear yesterday that his men have petitioned Ganduje. They want Uzodima's election upheld. So where does the party go from here? Because Dennis wants his mandate restored. And he may head to court if care is not taken. We might see a River State situation.
Well, I don't think there will be a River State situation. Dennis is a young man. And I think he's done well for his constituency. He represents two local government areas out of the seven local government areas in Edo State. He still has so many years ahead of him. So for me, I will advise him to calm down, to abide by the decision of the party. If it didn't go his way today, it may go his way another time. I don't think there's anything, no credit to that result read by Governor Hopus Odiba. And he knows in his heart of heart, he knows that the elections were not conducted that day. You know, but like I said, I believe that the post-mortem, this is not the appropriate time to do the post-mortem. This is the time to appeal to Dennis and to his supporters. Let's join hands together. The important thing, the important target should be to reclaim the state come September 21st, so that by November, we will have an APC governor. An APC governor, Adam Rosumole, did very well for the state. He helped to resuscitate the state. And then the past 8 years, this governor has taken the state back to the pre-Adam Rosumole years. And we need to go back again and work on the state so that at the end of the day, like I said earlier on, Edo can now be like Lagos. So Dennis Idahosa should calm down. I believe the party leaders will appeal to him. He's young. He's got the advantage of age on his side. And I'm sure if he continues like this in the future, he can be governor. But for now, the candidate has been chosen is Senator Monday Okpebolo. We are all duty bound to rally around him and ensure that he becomes the governor of Edo State.
But there's some talk that Dennis Idahosa was the preferred candidate of Adam Sosiomole.
Yes. 2 days before the election, or 3 days before the 17th election, our leader had a meeting in his country home, where he told the people to go and vote for Dennis Idahosa. It is right, you know, to have a preference out of the 12 of them. But some of us, his loyalists, his followers, we disagreed with him. On the ground, Dennis Idahosa is from the same senatorial district where the outgoing governor is from, and that there's the need for the governorship to go to any one of the other two senatorial districts. For example, I supported Prince Klemagba, the immediate past Minister for Budget and National Planning, from Senator Oshomole's backyard, because I felt that he should go out of my own senatorial district and go to any of the other two senatorial districts. But at the end of the day, those central senatorial districts got it, and I'm happy for them. And I'm ready, and all of us should be ready to work so that they can produce the next governor. After all, they've given us one of the greatest governors in the state before, late Professor Ambrose Ali.
Okay.
So it is within his rights, within the right of Adam Osomole to support Dennis Idahosa. Okay. We cannot begrudge him for that.
All right. Thank you. We have a call on the line. Good morning. Hello, good morning. Can you hear me, please? Oh, sincere apologies. 99.3, good morning.
Very well, thank you. Please turn off the radio where you are.
Jonathan is my name.
Jonathan, please turn off the radio where you are.
Okay, I've done that.
All right.
I think I want to, what your guest just said, I want to appreciate their gesture. And I, as in the zoning in that thing, I really want to appreciate it. Because the real fact of it, that is a balanced politics that we need to play in this one. As a matter of fact, I want him to also push. This zoning should be put in our constitution such that one region, even at the federal level, one person or one region will not hold on to power. While others should be looking at kingdom. We should do that. And that's why we agree that we are all one as a country. Enjoy your morning. Thanks.
Thank you very much for your time. Jonathan, it's good to hear from you. 99.3, good morning.
Good morning, Kofi.
Welcome, good morning. Name and contribution, please.
Name is Emmanuel, I'm from Aja.
Welcome, Emmanuel.
Now, I want to agree with your guest, because I schooled in University of Benin during Adam Soshomole's period, and I saw the massive work that he did. He really tried for Edo State. In fact, Adams changed the narrative in Edo State while I was there for 4 years. I'm not from Edo State. I actually schooled in University of Benin, but I saw what Adams Soshomole did, and I'm still on my ground that he did a very, very good job. Thank you, and have a nice day.
Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate you calling in. Okay, sir, let's look at the other parties before we forget them. The People's Democratic Party primary produced parallel, if you want to call it that, parallel governorship candidates. What do you think happened there? And what are your thoughts on the PDP's process? They seem to have their own issues as well.
Well, it's unfortunate that all the parties, including Labour parties, Labour Party now has three candidates. PDP has two, Aswa Ighodalo, and the incumbent deputy governor, His Excellency Philip Shwaibu. What happened was that the PDP, apparently through the governor, who doesn't play politics, who is an island unto himself, clearly locked out Philip Shwaibu and Philip Shwaibu delegates or delegates that will support him from the primary. And Philip Shwaibu had no choice but to go to his own village in his own country home and conduct his own primary there and declare himself as the winner. If you look at the numbers of delegates that voted in the PDP primary election, I think they were about 579. And Aswa Ighodalo was alleged to have scored 577. You know, it's not possible in a reasonable election where you have about 4, 5, 6 aspirants for one person to score 577 and all the others scoring zero. It is not. Because people who have gone around the state, people who have come, for example, one of them is Anselmo Jeswa. He's a lawyer and an old politician. He became a politician years before when Obaseki was still running around Lagos and hustling in Lagos. So he's an old politician. You can't tell me such a politician will score zero. You know, so it is the problem with your second caller, you know, before the break identified. Politicians in Nigeria play do or die politics. They are not capable of conducting free and fair primaries. There is no doubt that the PDP primary was skewed ab initio in favor of Aswa Ighodalo. And the problem we have with Aswa Ighodalo is this. He's not an Edo boy. Obaseki himself was not an Edo boy. He was imported by Oshomole from Lagos to Edo. And his government is a complete disaster to Edo people. And Edo, and now on the threshold of his leaving government, is importing another Aswa Ighodalo. In fact, Aswa Ighodalo is even comical. I don't know if you remember an NTA drama of those days called Ichoku. Aswa Ighodalo, the first time he went to his village, could not speak his language, the Isha language. He had to hire an interpreter. He speaks to the interpreter in English. That one interprets to his people in Isha language. The people respond in Isha to the interpreter. And then they now tell Aswa Ighodalo. It is comical. You know, it's the comedy of the absurd that you want to govern the people. You can't even speak your language. Aswa Ighodalo is a Lagos boy. He should contest in Lagos. He has no business contesting in Benin. Oh. I have no problem with his pedigree, with his qualifications. He's been a successful businessman. He's a lawyer. He's an economist. I have tremendous respect from him. But he's a promoter. He's been promoted by a very dubious company. And then, of course, he will meet his political Waterloo. Come on the 21st of September, our people will soundly reject him. I am very confident about that.
All right, so we need to leave your camera a bit up slightly so we can see your face better.
Okay.
Yes. So is Aswa Ighodalo, is he from the central or northern senatorial district?
Aswa Ighodalo by ancestry is from the central. but by his lifestyle, he's a Lagosian.
Okay. So therefore we have
we don't know him.
All right. So therefore we have the two biggest parties in Edo State selecting or electing candidates on the central part of the state, which poises it, makes it a poised, or, you know, a finely poised rather, as we approach election in September. Some people have suspected that the PDP may go another way. The APC may go another way, may go back to either the north or south through Idahosa, while the PDP will go to the center. But we've seen a different ball game altogether. How do you think the relationship between Governor Obaseki and the monarchy in Benin City will affect the chances of all the parties, you know, in the election?
It will definitely be a major deciding effect. We have one of the strongest traditional institutions in the entire world. The Benin person sees the Oba of Benin as next to God Almighty. We worship him. Anybody who doesn't have a good relationship with the Oba is an enemy of the people, is an enemy of the Oba. And in all, with all sense of responsibility, from the one, Obaseki has showed himself as an enemy of the Benin people by being an enemy of the Oba of Benin. So every Benin person, all of us from Edo South Senatorial District, when we are going to the polling booth on September 21st to vote, we will vote to reject Obaseki and we will vote to reject his anointed successor because of his cantankerous, disrespectful relationship that he has had, not only with the Oba of Benin, but with all the traditional institutions in Edo State.
Yeah.
So we will definitely have, it's a deciding factor. There's no doubt about it. We may not talk about it. That is, there's a popular parable in Benin that the Benins don't talk about an issue, but the same issue lies in their stomach. We won't talk about it like I have talked about it now openly. Many Benins will not talk about it, but it is embedded in our inner being that day we will reject Obaseki, we will reject any person projected by him because he has shown utter disrespect. And that is because, strictly speaking, he didn't grow up with us. He grew up as a Lagos boy. He doesn't know our ethics and our
ethos.
When he came to Benin to start campaigning, he can't speak in the Benin language.
Yeah, Barrister, you keep saying Lagos boy, but even those who are in the diaspora and all are still from Edo State. It's still their home. You know, so they can't still...
You can be in the diaspora. You can be in Lagos and relate with your home. But some people are in the diaspora. Some people are in Lagos. They don't relate back with their home. Obaseki cannot hold a conversation in Benin language.
Is that a criteria for good leadership? Speaking your native language?
You have to be able... You have to be able to speak to your people because there are many people in the villages who don't speak English.
Okay.
There are many people in
Barrister, very quickly, please. Yes. Yeah, in a sentence or two, what are the chances of Labour Party? We saw... Labour Party had a lot of support during the general elections 2023, you know, the debates, obedience all over Benin City. Do you think that support Labour Party had in 2023 general elections will translate to success for the party in the governorship election in September?
No, Labour Party has fizzled out. It has dwindled. Labour Party was built around the personality of His Excellency Peter Obi. Peter Obi didn't win the presidential election, and the Labour Party has been scattered. And Labour Party was made up of PDP, APC members who were disenchanted with the Buhari government, disenchanted with APC as a political party, or with the PDP as a political party. And now with APC winning at the federal level, a lot of the disenchanted members who went to Labour Party, they are back. The Labour Party candidate, Olumide Agbaja, is good. He did well as chairman of the Nigerian Bar Association, did very well, he is good. But he's coming under a wrong platform, and he's coming at a wrong period in time because the governor of Edo State is from South Central District. Akpata is from South Senatorial District, where people like Akpata want to perpetuate Benin's monopoly of the governorship. And some of us are saying, no, it is not right. I'm a Benin man. All the tribes in Edo State, they are offshoot of the Benin people. The Essence migrated from Benin. The Afemai Oshomole is from, they migrated from Benin. So Benin is a state where all the tribes are united. We are from the same stock. There is no stranger, no foreigner in Edo State. We are all related. All right. We are brothers and we are sisters.
All right. Thank you. Okundia in Badagry says the candidate should not campaign with Oshiomhole's so-called achievement. If not, he will lose the election. What Oshiomhole did in his first term was window dressing, while the second term was for himself and from Orion local government area and oil producing area. Nothing done there. Wish you the best. All right. We have to go, sir. Thank you so very kindly for your time this morning. It's been a privilege having you.
Thank you for having me.